Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet today. To discuss these important decisions, we have with us Shishir Sinha, economic analyst. Warm welcome to you, sir, on the program.
Thank you.
Before we start the discussion, let's listen to what Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said while giving us the information about these decisions, and especially what he said about the Bhavya Yojana.
सबसे पहला भारत औद्योगिक विकास योजना. हम जानते हैं कि manufacturing देश में बहुत तेजी से बढ़ रही है और भारत एक प्रिफर्ड डेस्टिनेशन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के लिए बन रहा है कई कारणों से, जिसमें प्रथम कारण है पॉलिसी की सर्टेनिटी, दूसरा है टैलेंट, तीसरा है डिजाइन की जो कैपेबिलिटी है भारत की, और चौथा है माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने सतत प्रयास किए विभिन्न तरीकों से, चाहे इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो, चाहे ईवी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो, चाहे टेक्निकल टेक्सटाइल्स हो, सभी के लिए जो प्रधानमंत्री जी ने लगातार प्रयास किए, अब उसको एक और लेवल पे पहुंचाने के लिए एक इन्वेस्टमेंट रेडी प्लग एंड प्ले इंडस्ट्रियल पार्क्स का स्कीम बनी है, जिसके तहत 100 ऐसे शहर जहां पर इंडस्ट्रियल इकोसिस्टम बनता है या बन सकता है, वहां पर इन्वेस्टमेंट रेडी प्लग एंड प्ले इंडस्ट्रियल पार्क्स बनाए जाए. करीब भारत सरकार की तरफ से सपोर्ट होगा 1 करोड़ पर एकड़, और मिनिमम 100 एकर्स का रिक्वायरमेंट इसमें एलिजिबिलिटी के लिए चाहिएगा. हालांकि इसको नॉर्थ ईस्ट और हिली एरियाज के लिए 25 एकर्स ही रखा जाए. 6 वर्षों का ये प्रोग्राम है.
Shishir ji, we'd like to know from you, you know, these four announcements made by the Union Cabinet today worth 54,926 crore rupees, which we just heard about. Can you tell us what is the significance of this first announcement, Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana Bhavya? How important is it for the Make in India effort of the government?
See, at this time when we are talking about the industrial development, we have to think about how and in what way we can provide facilities to the small and medium enterprises. Since we have given some incentive to the larger industry, it's easy for them to acquire land. I mean, of course, not so easy, but comparatively, if you compare with the small and the medium enterprises. Then building the infrastructure is another challenge. So they have to spend a good amount of money.
Right.
Now, when you are coming with a facility where you just have to go deploy your capital in machinery, deploy your capital in the human resources and start producing something. And we have seen the success of such a scheme in Bihar, where like small bags or the cloth bags or the conference bags are being manufactured in these plug and play facility.
Mm-hmm.
So get that experience at a large level. The cabinet has approved a proposal which is, you rightly mentioned about the Bhavya. Bhavya is a Hindi word which means something which is a very, very attractive one, something which
grand.
Is a grand one. Yeah, that's the right word.
Yeah.
So something which is a grand one. So there we are going to have 100 such parks, and those 100 parks will be spread over 34,000 acres. So imagine that if you have the industrial infrastructure spread over 34,000 all over the country, how the industrial activities or the small and the medium enterprises will be benefited. So that's the most important part of this. The second thing is that the state governments will have to come with a proposal that this is the area, this is the land which is available, and they can partner with the private player and they can partner with the PSUs also. And let me tell you that most of the PSUs, central PSUs or state PSUs, they have a huge amount of land bank available. So those land bank can be used, because if you're not expanding your project, then those lands are somehow not getting used. Now that can be used. So in other, what we call as the asset monetization. So this is a part of the asset monetization. At the same time, this is going to encourage the small and medium enterprises, small and medium entrepreneur to come start the production. And the another important thing is that these locations are very close to the what we call as the nearest railway station or the seaport, because the PM Gati Shakti is one of the criteria for this thing. So taking the goods to the market and bringing the raw material to the plant, that would be easy for them. So that's a Bhavya for our industrial, small and medium enterprises.
So this is a perfect example of, you know, enhancing ease of doing business, the plug and play model. Which sectors of the economy you feel are going to benefit the most from this endeavor of the government?
If I get the sense of government announcement, both manufacturing as well as the services will be benefited. But at this moment, the more importance will or likely to be provided to the manufacturing facility. And when we talk about the manufacturing sector, two, three sectors which I think they are going to get big boost in this area. One is, of course, the textile. Another one could be auto component or the machine, small machines or small components. And the third one is, of course, the services. And also, we may see a gems and jewelry sector are also getting some kind of share in this 100 parks. So these are some of the sectors in manufacturing which may get benefited. And also, some of the services sector which will be benefited by these parks. And I think the other important thing is that the kind of job or potential, as the government is expecting that at least 15 lakh direct employment will be provided by 34,000 acre 100 parks. 15 lakh is the direct employment. If you take the indirect employment, the number will be much, much higher. And it is said that if you are providing one job in the manufacturing sector, that is creating another 2.5 or 3 jobs. So it could be something like
that 45.
Multiplier effect is there. Yeah. So 45 to 50 lakh jobs, direct and indirect, will be possible. So that's the significance of this particular announcement.
Now, this is duration is 6 years, from 2026-27 to 2031-32, and the outlays are more than 33,000 crore rupees. The central government support which is being talked about is up to rupees 1 crore per acre. So you think that it's a very, very, you know, joint effort on the part of the center. Of course, it's a central scheme, but the states also have a very major role to play.
States have a much bigger role because the land is the state subject. Okay. So there the central government can't do anything. But if the state government is coming and they are saying that we have this packet available of say 30 acres, 40 acres, 50 acres or 100 acres, since the capacity that the ceiling is given 100 acres in the plain area and 25 acres in the northeastern area.
Right.
So 100 acres for the state government will not be difficult, especially keeping in mind that they are going to join hand with the PSEs. And these PSEs have a huge land bank, and those land bank can be utilized in a big manner. So since the land is the state subject, if you're joining hand with the PSUs, so getting land, 100 acre land bank, will not be a difficult one. And you are getting 1 crore for each of that. So even that the PSUs have some land, they're going to earn something because that land is not being used. The only condition is that it should be free from all the encumbrances.
I mean, encumbered land.
Yeah, so that's the word we think I should recall here.
Yeah.
Because minister specifically mentioned about that.
Right.
So if it is free of all the encroachment and everything, that's certainly going to be good advantage in terms of the industrial development in the state.
And the union minister also highlighted that site selection, detailed project report, single window clearance, all these aspects will be looked into, and these will be world-class industrial parks. And he also particularly mentioned underground utilities for power and other facilities. How important is this?
See, there are four key parameters for this selection of the site. One is, of course, the ease of doing business, you rightly mentioned, and of course, the underground utility services. The two other are the ease of doing business. That is very, very important, and PM Gati Shakti. So if you combine all those four, certainly the site will be something which is located in a at a place which is going to give us some kind of locational advantage also. When you talk about the underground utility services, I would just like to take our listeners to Gandhinagar. That's a gift city. In the gift city, most of the facilities, most of the units, they have all the facilities, utility services underground only. What is the advantage of that? You are freeing up the space which will be used for developing those utilities. At the same time, if you have to find where is the fault in the pipeline or in any kind of utility service, you can easily go to the underground and you can find it. So Gujarat, it has been a very good successful example of that. And that is what I believe that should be the part, and that should be something which should be replicated in other states also. So one example is from Bihar, where we are seeing plug and play is giving good success. And how the underground utility services are working, that you can take the example of Gujarat.
Absolutely. And if we move toward, there was a very important announcement for agriculture also. Let's, you know, listen to what Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said about MSP for cotton, which was a major announcement today.
2023-24 का जो कॉटन सीजन था, जिसमें कॉटन के प्राइसेस अचानक कम हो गए थे, तब तत्कालीन समय में ECI के माध्यम से किसानों को बहुत बड़ी मदद दी गई थी और बहुत ही प्रोएक्टिव वे में मदद दी गई। करीब 7.25 लाख करोड़, 7.25 लाख करोड़ किसानों को उस वक्त मदद हुई थी और 325 लाख बेल जो कॉटन प्रोड्यूस हुए थे उसमें करीब करीब 33 लाख बेल्स कॉटन के खरीदे गए थे जिससे कि प्राइस स्टेबल हो पाया, वरना प्राइस कम होता, किसानों को नुकसान होता। इसीलिए उस समय के इस फैसले को आज उसमें जो सीसीआई का, कॉटन कॉर्पोरेशन ऑफ इंडिया का जो एक्सपेंडिचर आया था, उस एक्सपेंडिचर को आज रीइंबर्स करने का फैसला लिया गया कैबिनेट में। किसानों को टोटल इससे सपोर्ट मिला 11,712 करोड़ का और सीसीआई को रीइंबर्समेंट मिला 1,118 करोड़।
So, what would you say, Shishirji, you know, this announcement regarding giving support to farmers, how would you assess this constant support which the government is giving to farmers in every season through MSP? This is a very, very important pillar.
Certainly. I mean, if this particular decision is related with the year, cotton season year 23-24,
right,
and where some amount was paid, but still some amount was to be paid. Now, today, the cabinet has taken a decision to release approximately 1,200 crore. So, over 7 lakh farmers are going to get any money which they were supposed to get at that time because of the lower prices or there are some other conditions also.
Yeah.
So, now they will get some relief on that front.
And we were talking about infrastructure development being the hallmark of this government since the last 11 years. And there was a very, very important announcement regarding four laning of Barabanki to Bahraich section of National Highway 927. How important is this announcement? There's an outlay of 7,000 crore rupees. And we would like to know from you, how important is this stretch?
There are two, three factors. One is, of course, it is important from the Buddhist circuit point of view. So if the travel time is coming down from 3 hours to 1 hour, that is certainly going to give some relief to the travelers who are coming for various Buddhist pilgrimage place. This is number one. Number two, if you talk about the industrial units which are located on this stretch, I think there are two mega food parks are there. Then there are a number of railway stations are there.
Right.
Then there are two aspirational districts are there. Mm-hmm. So if we have to develop those infrastructure which already have, mm-hmm, and to connect with the mainstream, you, mm-hmm, need wider roads. So now we are going to have the four lane.
And another very important announcement which was made today for the energy sector, small hydropower development scheme. This is from 2026-7 to financial year 2030-31. And this is at an outlay of more than 2,500 crore rupees. 7,000 sites have been identified. Can you tell us what exactly is this project and how does it help the environment? How does it help in energy generation, affordable nature?
So many of the hydropower projects are facing environmental scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
And in many of the hilly areas, we have found the projects are getting delayed because you are not getting the environment clearance because you have to construct the dam and everything. Now, the most important part of the small hydropower development scheme is that you don't have to build the dam.
Mm-hmm.
That means there will be no displacement. And that is something which is going to give you a bigger advantage. The second thing is that it is going to be like a running river. So if the running river has the speed, and if it is being dropped from certain height,
mm-hmm,
you can easily convert that particular height into power, into electricity. So you just have to build a small power generation unit there and that power can be generated. The cost will be much lesser because you don't have to build the dam. You don't have to give money for the rehabilitation project, for the relief project. So that will also be benefited. And also remember that in those areas where we have a strong tourism potential, there you can provide the power, you can provide the electricity at the cheaper cost, so the hotels or the hospitality sector can also come and take advantage of this. So this is something which is going to benefit that particular area and also encourage small power producers to come and generate power at a lower cost.
Yes, so as the minister said, this has already been implemented in Brazil, Canada, Switzerland, Sweden. And we hope that after this effort, it will become a nationwide mission.
The only thing which you need is the river. And you need a river with a good speed. So that is possible only in, say, hilly area. So that is why nationwide thing, of course, India has a good hilly area. Good geographical locations are there. So, of course, those areas will be benefited.
Thank you so much, Shishirji, for, joining us and giving us all these nuances of the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. That's all in today's Spotlight. Namaskar.
Spotlight.